Today is Thursday, July 30th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So let's start out with a voicemail, because I have a few of those. And why not? Here we go.
Adam, hey, this is Tim in Alaska.
Hey, Tim.
In San Francisco. So I'm calling in to report on the switch inventory. We have 11 switches in San Francisco. I'll count how many switches we have in Alaska when I get back and hopefully won't be fined for reporting late. Talk to you later.
There is no fine. We have the census, the switch census is open for as long as it needs to be open. I actually saw the little Google, as this is a Google Voice. It is not actually. It's a different company. But anyway, it's like Google Voice. It does a translation of voice to text, and it emails me. And so I can kind of read through them a little bit, you know, before. And I saw that it was from Tim, and I saw that he was not going to tell me the number in Alaska. Tim, I've been to your home. Your home is so big, it has a name. Chair House, and I guarantee you have, I don't know, 100 switches in your home in Alaska. But thank you for calling. I will look forward to your, I don't know when that home was built, but it looks newer than a lot of the other ones that have called in. But if it was built like in the 1950s, even though it's like a very large house, I don't want to say, but I bet your house is like, what, 4,000 or 5,000 square feet? I would say if it was built in the 50s, apparently you would have two switches, no matter how big it is. One for the upstairs, one for the downstairs. But actually, you have three stories, so I guess you'd have three switches. Anyway, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and listen to one more voicemail.
And I'm calling your show because, you know, that other guy never plays the... I think I called him and gave him some walking advice about 7 months ago. I think it was still Christmas when I called. But anyway, I'm calling your...
What other guy? Are you talking about Fatty? And you were a little quiet, so sorry if you guys didn't hear that. This is Kathy Bacon. She actually told me who she is. Gold star, Kathy Bacon.
Your show because you and your co-host on Mixed Message...
Mix Minus.
Whatever it's called. Is it Mix Minus?
Yes.
You're talking about face masks. So here's my two face mask dilemmas. Number one, if we're wearing masks and it's reducing our chances of spreading some disease, whether I'm asymptomatic or walking around with the vid, don't talk to me. Let's just not talk. Just, you got your face mask on? Keep your mouth shut. There, now you're doubly protected. Second thing, I went to the store and bought 6 10-packs of them. And right now in my federal building, because there's still not a very heavy crew there and no one's required to come back to work, they said that we have to, if we're in the presence of someone, have a mask on and there's people watching. Okay, this is what I had to do. I had to buy a bunch of disposables because I'm not going to go to the bathroom with my mask and then walk out of a toilet stall and then go sit back at my desk and work or go to a meeting with my toilet mask. That's so disgusting. I think I might throw up now.
Well, thank you for your call. I'm sorry. I it took me a moment to unmute myself because I was literally, we have all of these, this new house. I know Baron Frosty is going to make fun of this because that's what he does. He lives to make fun of me. I think Baron gets all of his joy from making fun of me. Anyway, I love you, Baron. But we moved into this new house, and I guess I do need to call an exterminator because, you know, it's a brand new house, and it was built. My house in Texas, I'm having trouble speaking, I'm sorry. My house in Texas was also a brand new home, and I think I've mentioned this before. The first winter that we were in that house, Maddie and I had a real mouse problem. because apparently they built all these homes on top of a field. And I was told these were field mice. You know, they had been dehomed or whatever, because they built all these homes in the middle of this field, and all these field mice who lived there before, you know, we basically emancipated their land. Is that the correct term? I don't know. But anyway, regardless, they came into our home. Well, we live in the middle of a field now, and it's a brand new housing development, and they're still doing construction on a lot of the homes. We have a lot of spiders, but we also have a lot of little, tiny, little winged creatures. They're not, you know, I don't know what they are, and they don't all look the same, but there was like it wasn't a fruit fly, because it was larger than a fruit fly, but it was very small, and it was like crawling on my keyboard. Anyway, I've been having this problem. You know, my mom also brought us some plants, and maybe the plants are attracting various winged creatures. I don't know. Anyway, to what you were saying, Kathy, I was killing a fly, so I'm going to respond now. Not a fly, but some small thing. So what I think is, when you're wearing a mask, what I will say is, I feel like I'm in a habit when I'm at the store or anything like that, of making facial expressions to people, like smiling, you know, whatever. And I found that I'm still doing that when I'm wearing a face mask. But the problem is, they can't see that I'm smiling because I've got a face mask on. And so that doesn't work. And so I feel like, oh, I wonder if these people think I'm rude because I'm not smiling at them, or they can't see my face. And maybe I have my social paranoia that I have. In fact, I was told by Mike Lawson a couple of nights ago that maybe I have social anxiety. Maybe I do. I don't know. Also, for going into the bathroom and going in the turlet, as you were to say, couldn't you just take the mask off once you get inside the stall and then like put it in your pocket and then do your business? But I guess when you go out of the stall, you may encounter people in there, and then you don't want to touch your mask with your poo hands. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is for that. But Mark and I use disposable masks anyway. So, but I'm gross. I mean, I don't care. Like, I don't care. I really don't care. But he makes me throw them away at certain intervals. But we're never going to the toilet somewhere else, because we are either at home or we're at the grocery store, or we're going through a drive-thru, which I'm trying to limit. So basically, you know, because I'm not going into work. You know, we're working from home. So there's that. But thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Also on Twitter, I think you said something on Twitter about a frog, but I think I already mentioned that. Daniel would tell me right now, oh, if you had made a list of everything that you talked about. Well, Daniel, I'm so forgetful, I forgot to make a list. But to the best of my knowledge, I haven't repeated anything. Also, I'm lazy. In a lot of ways. There are a lot of ways that I'm not lazy, because Mark will tell you I'm the busiest person that he knows. And it's all by choice, because I'm now doing 4 podcasts. I guest hosted on a 5th podcast. Plus, I have a full-time job. Plus, I'm doing yard work all the time. And here's another thing I'm going to say about Baron Frosty. Baron, how dare you? All of you guys on Twitter talking about how I'm spending thousands of dollars on yard equipment and I'm just going to give up and pay someone. You know what you're doing, and maybe you're doing it on purpose, but I'm a rebellious person. You know, I'm the person who goes to a drive-thru restaurant, and if they offer me something or they say, would you like to try our blah, then I refuse. I don't try the blah. Even if that's what I was going to get, because I'm rebellious like that. So the fact that you're saying that I'm going to give up and start paying someone makes me doubly sure that I'm never going to do that. I'm going to use the buttholes out of this equipment that I bought. I'm going to use them so much, they're going to be on their last leg. And even then, I'm just going to prop them up like you do a 3-legged dog. And I'm going to keep using them. Do you prop up a 3-legged dog? I don't know. I was thinking about those animals when, you know, like I've seen a dog where both of his back legs didn't work. And so his owners like created these wheels, and they put him on these wheels. And so he could use his front legs and then wheel himself around. Anyway, Baron, I am not going to hire a lawn company. How dare you? So last night I cooked turkey burgers, but I did not. They were low-calorie turkey burgers. I had some low-calorie chili that I had made, one of my batch chilies that I made on Sunday with turkey. So it's very low-calorie. And I made a turkey burger, and then I put a little bit of chili and just a tiny little bit of light mayo, not very much, and some cheese, and that's it. No bacon, no anything fattening at all. It was just turkey with more turkey on it. And I did put some jalapenos, and I did have some fire butt this morning, but it is what it is. We worked out, and we watched some more of This Alone. I want to say something about This Alone, and I know I'm repeating something, Daniel. I'm just talking to Daniel, even though I have a show with him. I'm talking to him. That Alone show, first of all, if you're a member of PETA, or you're a vegan or a vegetarian, you probably don't want to watch this show alone, because literally they are skinning animals to eat them. And it is kind of a disturbing thing to watch. And we were eating dinner, and we were watching a guy skin a moose. And it was kind of gross. And I don't have a problem. I mean, I did feel sad, I will admit. So one of them caught a bunny, and I know this is like going to upset Kathy Bacon, because she has pet bunnies, or she did. I don't know if she still does, but anyway, they trapped a hare or a bunny, and they were using it for food, obviously, because these people need some protein. They're like trying to survive in the Arctic. And it was such a cute bunny. I felt so bad for it. And one of the other guys killed a squirrel. And I know squirrels are like nasty, dirty, diseased animals, but they're so cute. Anyway, don't watch it if you're like an animal activist, because, you know. But it's not like they have time to like go plant some beans. You know, they have to eat what's available in the area. And so we did that, and that was it. I've just worked today. I was going to mention something, but I'm running out of time. Maybe I'll talk about it on tomorrow's show, if I think about it, but basically I've had another possible job change that's coming up, and I have some irritation about it, but no time to talk about it right now. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.